Friends, this is a clip that was taken from my previous video where I analyzed part of Charlie Kirk's political rally, I guess you could call it. Some would say it was supposed to be a memorial. I shared with you Pastor Rob McCoy's comments. In another video, I shared with you things from Tucker Carlson. You're still asking me to break that down, and I will. In this video, the snippet that I'm sharing with you is all about Trump calling Charlie Kirk, a master mason. Remember, Freemasonry is one of the secret societies, and there's a lot of overlap with Scientology, with Mormonism, with the Illuminati. And in this particular case, I want to share with you Trump's use of the word master builder, which is a synonym for a master mason. We see a lot of gestures and symbols from Charlie Kirk doing the Masonic gestures. Of course, not every gesture and symbol and number is used with ill intention. But when you recognize patterns and the frequency, you can conclude that they are communicating that they are a part of a club and you ain't in it. Let's dive in.
Charlie volunteered for my 2016 campaign and traveled the nation with my son, Don, and Eric. I got to know him very well, and so immediately that Charlie was actually a master builder.
What does that mean exactly, a master builder? We're going to come back to that in just a moment. Here's Trump saying it, a master builder. Well, a master builder is a Freemason who has achieved the next level of the Masonic degrees. You may be aware that there are 33 degrees. Some people have told me that there are even more that we're not told about because this is a secret society. So the number 33, the number 32, all of these are very significant numbers for those who practice Freemasonry. And I'm not saying that every single person that is a Freemason is demonic. There probably are people that join this thinking that it's some type of nonprofit organization doing good for society. And at the lower levels, that may be exactly what they're involved in. If you want to do more research on this, I recommend that you go to Reddit, because Reddit has a lot of pages where people who purport to be Freemasons are having conversations with other Freemasons. Can I verify that? No, but you can glean a lot of information, as I have, and I have done a lot of research on other Masonic temple sites where they do share some of this information publicly. So this is it, Freemason Master Builder. And here are a couple of Freemasons with their signs and symbols. And Charlie traveled the nation, said Trump. This is also, in my view, a reference to the traveling man. And that is that has very strong significance in Freemasonry. Being a traveling man represents the journey from darkness to Masonic light. So when you hear people talking about Charlie's in the light and he went from dark to light and he took people out of the dark and into the light, there is another interpretation, friends. It is the Masonic interpretation from the darkness to the Masonic light. Now, I took this exactly and directly from a page all about Masonry, and I will share that with you when I do my other Substack on Freemasonry. And it says, remember the words, it will be necessary for you to travel. In Masonry, they are told to seek the light. Light in Masonry is knowledge, and from that knowledge comes information and understanding. A master Mason is taught to always seek more light. Now, this is very important. This is why I'm sharing it with you. The East is where the sun comes up, hence the source of light and the reasoning for the worshipful master sitting in the East. In turn, a Mason is denoted as a traveler while rising from West to East symbolically. Where was Charlie a couple of days before this incident? He was in Japan and Korea, the first time he had ever traveled there. Japan is called the land of the rising sun because that is in the East. But Charlie and Rob McCoy's son, the ever-smiling Mikey McCoy, they were on this trip with Charlie, traveling from the West to the East. It's significant, friends, in light of all of these other things that we are piecing together with all of the Masonic symbols and signs and gestures and intentions. So here we go. A Mason is denoted as a traveler while rising from west to east symbolically when rising in the degrees. I am concluding that Charlie Kirk is rising in his Masonic degrees, and the traveling man denotes the privileges awarded to a master Mason. Another word for master Mason is master builder. Trump just said that Charlie traveled and that he is or was, or he saw him as a master builder, which is a master Mason. It is a phrase that would be recognized by other master Masons as a true solicitation of the brotherhood to which they belong. So this is a symbolic journey, a traveling man on their symbolic journey from darkness to Masonic light. The journey is a rise from the west to the east, where the sun rises, symbolizing enlightenment. I'm going to touch on this a little bit more when I talk about Mikey McCoy. Here he is. And look at what is on his hat. It says light heart. Just saying, friends, just saying. And there's Charlie. I have to also say, isn't it strange that Charlie Kirk, who is being touted as a model father and husband, traveled so much away from his family, young children that we are told, of course, we never saw their faces, and the names are leaking out now, and they just happen to be named Matt or Max or Mac, an M, and the daughter is G, so Mason, and G for, that's a very important symbol in Freemasonry, for geometry and the grand architect of the universe. We're also told Charlie's father is an architect. When I bring you the information about Charlie's architect father, you're going to see another very curious Freemasonry symbol in his logo. And no, he didn't build the Trump Towers. Der Scoot, who was a very famous architect, did so. I don't know, maybe Charlie drew out some something, Charlie's father did something on that project, but it certainly wasn't his firm. And that is what Wikipedia said earlier. So I do find it strange that Charlie is traveling with a bunch of men without the wives, and he's being held up as the model for being a Christian husband and father. So for those who don't know, Freemasonry is a worldwide fraternity. But what's important to me is where it says they teach through rituals and symbols inspired by ancient stone Mason guilds. It has many rituals and symbols that are used in its ceremonies and meetings. These include secret handshakes, passwords, signs, symbols, and other forms of recognition between the members. So when we see all of these speakers at the event flashing all of their signs and symbols, I am concluding that they are communicating and sending forms of recognition between the members. And for those of us that see it, we see it. And for those of you that don't, they are mocking you. They are ridiculing you because it is so very blatant. They want to protect the secrets of the Freemasonry. Now, here's one of the symbols, the G, and you can see the light around it. The black and white stands for duality. Black and white is a Freemason symbol as well. You can say Mason or Freemasonry. It's exactly the same. So the Masonic letter G represents to them geometry, and because of their compass and square that they use. And of course, the grand architect of the universe, which is their God. It was also interesting that Trump said something in his remarks that Charlie's savior, he didn't say our savior, Jesus Christ. He said Charlie's savior, Jesus Christ. I don't think it's in this clip, but let's hear from Trump once more. Now that we know all about traveling, the traveling man, and the master builder, that these are significant symbols in Freemasonry. Here we go.
Charlie volunteered for my 2016 campaign and traveled the nation with my son Don and Eric. I got to know him very well, and so immediately that Charlie was actually a master builder, traveled the nation. Charlie was actually a master builder, Esther builder, Esther builder.
I think that's pretty clear, wouldn't you say? So here we go. Let's talk a little bit now about Erica, She has added a new diamond. I can only assume they're diamonds, diamond encrusted gold ring. Hey, you want to wear diamond encrusted gold rings? I think that's fantastic. But don't you think you would come out with a statement saying, now people are going to think that the M and the G have to do with Freemasonry because M and G are very well-known symbols of Freemasonry. Here's the M. And just like Google has the M and the G, and here's the 666 for Chrome, wouldn't you think she would, she dabbed at her eyes multiple times during this event so that we could see these rings. Many people noted that they did not see any actual tears. She did some other Masonic symbolism of gazing upwards. But what really struck me were these diamond encrusted gold rings with the G and the M so prevalent. It will be explained away as her children's initials. So let me ask you, how many of you have gold encrusted of this size, diamond encrusted gold rings with your children's initials on them? I would just like to know. Inquiring minds want to know. So there's the M. There's the G. These are very well-known symbols of Freemasonry.